Proclamation number 8183 of 21st of May, 1962. God answers questions. You shall constantly be allowed to receive from my treasure of grace, for without grace you cannot become blessed. And my love longs for you. I want to lead my children back to me again and therefore have to grant them a measure of grace which is unlimited, because they are weak and have to be strengthened by me. And since I know my living creations, since I know every person's will as soon as he walks across earth as a self-aware being again, I will also always provide them with the right means to help them become blessed. I will instruct them correctly which path they should take in order to reach the goal, and I will also make this path brightly recognizable to them so that they will find it and walk it, so that they will not strive towards the abyss again from which they have worked their way up with my help in order to now pass the lost test of will on earth. For people are blind in spirit when they start earthly life, and they can only experience enlightenment of their spirit from me myself. My spiritual spark, which is part of the Father Spirit of eternity, must let a light shine in them, and they must attain a measure of knowledge which clearly and comprehensibly opens up their earthly task for them. Then they will also strive to fulfill this earthly task, and then they will reach their goal. Now I myself know what knowledge a person needs in order to help his soul mature on earth. I know where it is still dark in him and what knowledge has to be imparted to him if it is to be a blessing for the human being's soul. And I will also impart this knowledge to him, and always in the form which the human being himself allows through his will. He can submit any question to me himself and I if he is serious and also makes himself worthy of my answer through a way of life according to my will. Will place the answer into his heart, that is, his thoughts will be guided such that he will recognize it as truth. Thus they will satisfy him. However, only ever if he has first sincerely turned to me myself and asks me for enlightenment of his spirit, for a correct answer to his question, and then also listens within or pays attention to which thoughts are now flowing towards him. In this way every person can be instructed by me himself through the spirit which only seriously desires the truth and is in intimate contact with me. If I now convey my word to earth, i.e., if I make truthful knowledge accessible to people, because this is necessary in order to lead darkened humanity out of spiritual darkness. Because it is in great spiritual hardship if the truth is not conveyed to it. So I will always make the knowledge accessible to people which they need in order to mature their souls. I will instruct them through a tool which serves me out of love for me and for their neighbor. And I truly know what they need in order to walk the right path, for they shall first learn to recognize me myself. They shall know about my being, which is love, wisdom and power in itself and which, with the right knowledge, they can also love. For this is my will and my goal, to win my living creation's love so that they will find their way back to me again, from whom they once voluntarily separated and thereby fell into the abyss. Therefore, whatever helps people to recognize me correctly I will also reveal to them when I convey the truth to earth. I will distribute all gifts of grace which people need to become blessed. What they don't receive from me, therefore, they don't need, shall either remain hidden from you or cause you to establish the bond with me yourselves and approach me myself for inner enlightenment. And if I deem it beneficial for you I will grant your requests, for I do not deny myself to any of my children because I am love and love always wants to bestow itself, providing it is for people's blessing what they desire. And time itself will inform you, for you are standing in the last days and you will be able to if you pay attention. also recognize all signs which point to the near end. And everyone who lives a spiritual life next to his earthly life. Anyone who seriously strives towards me will also know the time in which he lives, and therefore he will devote himself to me ever more intimately and also be allowed to receive a bright light from me. For the time is approaching its end and you humans can only join me ever more closely so as not to need to fear this end. For then you will belong to my own, whom I will bless with grace without limit, and you will now also become blessed by grace. Amen.